So now you might think, if you were a visitor from another planet, that this would be a moment for a real victory lap for Michael Steele, the head of the Republican National Committee, with historic gains in the House of Representatives and a real sort of repudiation of the Obama agenda. Why wouldn't the leader of the Republican National Committee be on top of his game? Well, Republicans are electing a new party chair today, and it's not likely to be Michael Steele, whose face you see all over cable television. He may get his own show, but in January 2010, when even Michael Steele was predicting Republicans wouldn't take the House back, nothing short of the victory that he gained in November could save his reputation for controversy and actually difficulties in raising money for the GOP. Ron Christie joins us, Republican political strategist, CEO of Christie Strategies, and author of Acting White, The Curious History of a Racial Slur. He joins us from Alexandria, Virginia. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning, John. Nice to be with you again.
Yeah, it's great to talk to you. Now, down there in the Beltway, tell us a little bit about why Michael Steele is completely fallen from grace here and that nobody expects him to have a role in the RNC when this election is finished.
Well, I have to tell you, it's a sad fall from grace. When Michael Steele assumed the helm of the Republican National Committee 2 years ago, there was a series and a great hope of expectations for him to be a successful chairman. But it's all about the Benjamins, to be perfectly honest with you, John. And as we enter the race today for the next chairman of the Republican National Committee, the RNC is $20 million in debt. And a lot of people wonder, well, what is the job and what is the role of the chairman of the RNC? And the role is to energize the base, to get people mobilized, to register to vote, to go out to vote, but most importantly, to raise money to make sure that those candidates running for office, the state, the federal, and the local levels of office have the resources to run.
And not to generate personal controversy, especially. Well, let's talk about some of the candidates who Steele is facing. And there's Ann Wagner, who's a longtime activist, former U.S. ambassador to Luxembourg. Mm-hmm. Saul Anuzis, is that the correct pronunciation?
Correct pronunciation.
Saul Anuzis, a Republican Party leader from Michigan. He's national chairman for the Save American Jobs Project, sort of part of the economic dimension of the GOP agenda. There's Maria Cino. Is that correct?
Maria Cino.
Cino, chief executive officer of the Committee of Arrangements, which organized the 08 Republican National Convention. She must have her hands on some purse strings. And then Rance Priebus, who's chairman of the Wisconsin Republican Party. Now, before we talk about these individuals, let me get a sense. So you just said, let's raise money and energize the base. That's what this is all about. How is this process going to raise money and energize the base? Here's a clip from C-SPAN, which conducted the RNC chairmanship debate just after the first of the year.
Mr. Steele, can Sarah Palin win a general election?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Whose turn is it?
Mike?
It is your
turn. Yes, absolutely. Sorry.
Yes.
Yes.
It's debate moderator Grover Norquist and Tucker Carlson conducting this debate. Here's another little clip, and then I want to ask you about it.
Okay, this will be a quick one. Do you support completely defunding Planned Parenthood? Ann Wagner.
Absolutely, and we did so to a large extent in Missouri.
Yes.
Wow.
Huge disagreement there. Boy, that sparks were really flying there, Ron.
Well, I have to tell you, that debate was held at the National Press Club several weeks back, and you know, a lot of the questions were red meat to the base. But the fact of the matter is, John, you need somebody right now. The Republicans had a historic victory, not only in the House of Representatives takeover and in the installation of John Boehner as the Speaker of the House, but more than 600 Republicans were swept into office at the state level. And the Republicans flipped many legislatures, including New York State, in New York, where I live half the time, as well as Maine, across the upper Northeast, the West, and the Republicans are in remarkable shape with taking over several governors' mansions to really do a significant job of redistricting and ensuring that Republicans are in a safer spot. So rather than listening to, you know, what is Sarah Palin going to do or, you know, where are you on Planned Parenthood, I think Republicans across the country are energized by the prospect of emerging as the majority party.
All right, so who's going to carry the flag here? Let's go down the list of candidates. So the favorite seems to be Ann Wagner. Why?
Well, I don't think she is, actually. I mean, a lot of people, Anne Wagner, the former ambassador to Luxembourg, very energetic. She's the one who actually was a co-chair of the RNC before. She understands not only how the building operates, but is very well trusted by the major donor list. And one of the prospects of her candidacy, again, is experience. You're getting a trusted hand on the tiller. You're getting someone who actually knows how the building works. But I have to be honest with you. If I was to look at who the insiders are or who the inside track person would be, I'd say Saul Anisles, who is the former chairman of the Michigan Party, who lost to Michael Steele in 2008, or Maria Sino. Maria Sino, who, as you mentioned, not only ran the convention several years back, but is an insider here in Washington. She was just endorsed by John Boehner, the Speaker of the House, yesterday, and wrote a ringing letter of endorsement for her yesterday. The key, frankly, to this race is, what is Michael Steele going to do? Because there are 168 people who vote today.
And who are they? Who are they? Remind us who they are.
They are party chairs from across the country. They are political insiders here in the Beltway. They comprise the membership of the Republican National Committee itself. So when you hear the RNC, it's not just the building that is in Washington, D.C., across the street from the Capitol building, but it's 168 people strung out from across the country who are local party leaders, local officials who band together to not only steer the committee, but to elect its chairman. And I would say to your listeners, the important thing to watch, John, this day is what happens after the first vote, because Michael Steele, in all likelihood, is going to win on the first ballot that's cast today. It's a symbolic vote. It's a thank you for serving, but he's not going to get the majority. He's, he's likely to get 40-50 votes on the first ballot.
And then the horse trading really begins. Before we go, $20 million in debt, that's pocket change with the kinds of elections we're running these days, eh, Ron?
It is. I think, frankly, President Obama will have several hundred million for his reelection. The RNC really needs to start raising money
Now. Ron Christie, political strategist, CEO of Christie Strategies, author of Acting White, The Curious History of a Racial Slur. Thanks, Ron.
Thanks, John.